Welcome, everybody. Give us a minute to get here. We're not on our regular Tuesday day, so hopefully a good amount of us will be here. Let me close my email. All right. Well, we get to meet twice this week. Yay! I'm excited. And I'm really excited about our call today. We have a practicum similar. We've already done two practicum like these so far. We have someone, Bryn. Bryn is going to be our coach today, and we're going to get a volunteer client, and we're all going to learn from the experience. So Bryn is going to learn a lot from the experience because she's going to be coaching. But the truth is, Bryn is really doing all of us a huge I don't know, favor isn't the right word. She's providing huge learning value for all of us, because all of us observing are going to get the opportunity to learn from Bryn's coaching, and we'll have opportunity to break down everything and really look at all of the pieces that worked, look at what we might have done differently, get into the crags and the nuances of things for deeper integration and deeper embodiment of everything that we've been learning so far, all of our skills. And of course, Bryn gets to integrate and embody as well through the practice. So before we jump into that, we do have a few minutes. I'd love to hear, what are some celebrations that you have? And take a moment and write down at least two. My guess is there's probably some more. There's nothing too big or too small for this list of things that you want to celebrate, things that you want to acknowledge are going well. These can be outer pieces or inner shifts that have been happening. So what are some things that you would like to celebrate? As a reminder, you know, I've said this already a number of times over the last months, honoring, acknowledging, and celebrating what is going well, what the forward movement is really such a big part of having the inspiration and the motivation to keep on moving forward. We don't get enough opportunities in our culture and society to celebrate and acknowledge ourselves. The other reason why this is so important is because somewhere along the line, it's like baked into the culture and all the cultural messaging. We started to believe that growth happens in one fell swoop. Like, it's just like, we're here today and then tomorrow we're over here. But change happens in small steps. And it's so valuable to acknowledge those steps and that we're in the process of growth. So take a few moments. What do you want to celebrate? What do you want to acknowledge? How are things moving forward? What's going well? And I'd love to hear some shares. What do you want to celebrate? What do you want to own? Who wants to share?
I do.
Good.
I just want to share that I've been getting a lot of the little stuff done, and it doesn't seem like said change happens in small steps. That's exactly how I felt last week. And it's a tad frustrating because nothing's like, woof, you know, been accomplished yet. And I've double checked and I've checked in that it hasn't been busy work either, because I've fallen into that trap many times before. So I'm pleased to announce that it wasn't busy stuff, and that it was actually, I'm like getting a little bit of layers step by step up, and it feels good, but it's also like, I can't wait till that big thing's accomplished. So I'd like to sell that.
I hear the, like, I can't wait, you know, peace. And this, like, I'm so glad you're seeing, like, oh, and things are getting done, and things are getting done, and things are getting done. Good. Who else? I'd love to hear another voice or two, and then I'll read some of the shares in the chat.
Hi, this is Vlada.
Hi.
I'm sorry, I'm off video today.
That's okay.
But I wanted to share that I celebrate being able to create better boundaries with respect and acceptance of where my close people are. I have a chance to reconnect with some colleagues with whom we had been in situations that really didn't work out well. And it feels great for them to reach out and reconnect with me, and me be able to peacefully accept that, also knowing where my boundaries lie.
Yes.
So it feels really good.
Yeah, I'm so glad. I'm so, so glad. It's huge. And it feels very related even to some of the pieces you were sharing a few weeks ago around resistance and all of that. So really nicely done.
Yes. Thank you so much. Yes.
You. Angie, I had a feeling you were going to raise your hand there.
Yeah, I just like came off of a peer coaching session with somebody who's not in our program, somebody who's doing a different program. And I think today there's like, for me, a couple pieces. Like, I woke up this morning realizing that like I've been in such a season of kind of pain and processing some things. And what I realized this morning is that for somebody who has like spent my whole life trying to avoid feeling pain, that like the fact that I'm actually feeling it is a positive thing, because that means I'm not bypassing it and trying to stuff it down or do something different with it. Like, it's here and it's really uncomfortable and hard, but that's progress and that's growth. And then the session that I just had, kind of just had a really big breakthrough moment of kind of visualizing, I'm really having a hard time understanding what my value is in this space. And she just kind of helped me walk through my own process and explain it all. And I realized that like the roadmap that I've thought is only for me, that I've been working through, is actually the roadmap for the work that I want to be doing too with my clients. And not only is it, it's, I actually had it tattooed on my arm in December. And so it's like this, like, oh, I have like a visual representation of the work that I want to do in this world. And I just have to, like, this came from me, and I get to like also kind of look at that and remember that when I feel like I don't have something to offer, it's right there.
I love it. I love that you have it right there on your arm. And I can feel from how you're sharing about it that you feel the value in it and the importance in it. Like, you're not just giving it lip service, like you feel that. And I feel that excitement coming from you on it. And how amazing that this is coming through even in a period of time where you're allowing yourself to feel pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they have to kind of go together.
Yeah. It's coincidence. Beautiful. Thank you. Let's see some of the shares in the chat. Anamika is celebrating that you attended a lovely live workshop yesterday, even though you had a flat tire. And it took you a bit to get there. You had to travel by train and bus instead. I'm glad that you made it. It sounds like it was very worth the effort. Doris got her first paying client. And your first session was yesterday. And you came out of it feeling so energized. Yes, yes. Putting yourself more out there too. Beautiful. These are all so great. Sarah celebrating that you had a breakthrough, not yet a transformation, with a challenging client, the one that you mentioned, whom you had judged as an automatic naysayer, who used some of the, what we looked at energetics too, about bringing that archetypal energy, and he's warming up to the process. Yes. And thanking you for a good session. Excellent. Such good stuff. Beautiful. One last reminder, to take, even if it's just a couple of minutes each day, or if it can't be each day, a couple times a week. And like we did now, to really name for yourself what is going well, what is it that you want to own, what is changing and shifting. It makes a difference. It really, really can make a difference. Okay. So, Bryn, you're gonna be coaching. Yeah. How are you feeling?
A little nervous, but excited.
I'm excited for you. Tell us what is it that you, I mean, you'll be working all of your skills, but what is it that you really want to be working today? Like, where is your growth edge, the place where you know you're in process in terms of your skills or your presence that you really want to be mindful of?
You know, I think it's clearly hearing the underlying message of what it is that the client is saying. And then the approach is like so many of different responses, but I'm just hoping I get that and I hear that, like, and it's, and then I'm able to, you know, go deeper into that. So I don't miss that layer. But then again, I mean, what is coaching? Like, it's all kind of like figuring that out as we're going. So, I think that's just, you know, Yeah. I mean, it's one thing, it's interesting because it's just going to be a one type session. So then in my head, I'm like, well, I could try this next time. And then this, we could do visioning, we could do rewiring, you know, but in just one session, it's kind of the mystery of doing one session. Like one off, do you think? You
know? Right. I mean, it's a unique thing that it's a one off. Yeah. And don't go in thinking we're going to use this technique or that technique or the other technique.
Right.
This is about being fully present to your client and to yourself and to the container. And you'll, with that, you'll know what to use and how to go.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, great. Anything that you want to remind yourself, this piece about here, I love this, the hearing the underlying message.
Yeah.
Anything that you want to remind yourself that will help you with that?
To pace myself in a sense, I don't want to say go slow, but go with the momentum of the conversation. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can get really excited sometimes, and sometimes that's really helpful. And then sometimes it's really not so, you know, it's like, hey, but and then that goes with matching the tone of like where the client is and stuff like that too. So it's just being aware of all these kind of like nuances and facets and stuff like that. So.
Great. Yeah. Okay, excellent. So we need a volunteer who's got something that they would like some support on today? Who'd like to be coached? Don't be shy.
Please step up so I don't have to coach Joanna. Just kidding.
Anina, thank you for volunteering. Oh, I saw Anina before Julia. Thanks, Anina. Okay, I'm gonna figure out how to pin the both of you because I know that's been helpful for folks. So give me 1 second. Pin, and then Anina. There we go. Okay, great. So Bryn, I'm going to give you, you've got 30 minutes. Okay. And you can jump in whenever you're ready.
I see her.
Oh, you don't see Anina? I see both people. I see both Bryn and Anina on my screen. Maybe everybody has to pin themselves.
Yeah, I think Bryn, you need to just pin me and then I think you can see yourself in any case.
Ah, thank you. Okay, there you are. Hi.
Hey, hello.
How are you?
I'm good, and I'm actually very surprised. I wasn't expecting to be coached today. So this is a mystery to me.
Well, I appreciate you having the courage to step into this container with me. And before we get started, I'd like to kind of ground ourselves. It's something I enjoy doing. And what I typically do is I have this bell thing and I do the chime 3 times. And each time I hit it, we're going to take a deep breath in at your own pace. And then we're going to release. Okay. And then I'll do it again. So it's going to be 3 times of an inhale and then an exhale. Okay.
Yay, exciting.
So feet on the floor, get comfy. And then here we go with the chime.
Bryn, I don't think the sound is coming through on the chimes.
Yeah, I'm visualizing, hearing, imagining the sound. I can't hear it.
Could you hear any of them? That was my third.
No, I was just breathing here.
Okay, I'm going to start again then. Number one.
Bryn, it's not going to work. I think they're not coming through on your thing. Yeah, I would just have, sorry, I'm going to remove myself
for a moment
just because you don't know. I think, I love how Anina's just visualizing.
Aw, thank you. Sorry, I didn't know that. Oh, it's worked before. I apologize. All right, Anina. Well, thank you. So let's just take 3 deep breaths, okay, together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can hear me? So, okay, number one, we'll just breathe in together. And then exhale. And number two. And three. Okay. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Great. And Anina, just so you know, sometimes I like to take notes. So if you end up seeing the top of my head, it's not because I've fallen asleep or anything. I'm just like writing notes. It just helps me think. Okay.
Yes. Thank you for letting me know.
Sure. And also, I'd like to start with today, like a word, a kind of like a word of intention, something that you'd like to like either think about or somewhat want to bring in our time together. Is there, and just go with it, like any word that pops in, doesn't need to be kind of thought about. So when you're ready, I'll write it down.
Ease.
Okay, great. Ease. So how can I offer you support today? What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I had a kind of a rough day today. And I think ever since the rewiring of the negative thought patterns kind of started, and of course it was already before that, it's not only about that, but the container also influencing, but I've had these like very, like I hear so much of more my inner critic than before, and it's becoming so loud that it's hard for me to hold it, to mother it, to kind of, yeah, to love that part, but I become even identified with it and starting to believe that, I can't do it and I'm not good enough, and all those woundings coming up. And this is related to a retreat that I'm organizing in Lapland. So I'm supposed to be organizing, actually, in exactly 1 month, a retreat in the northern part of Finland for 1 week. And there are no sign-ups yet. So I'm starting to kind of panic a bit, and not panic, because it's like I also haven't taken the action steps of reserving any of the accommodations, for example. I know that they're still free. It's not a retreat of staying in one place, but it's kind of moving and being a lot in the nature. But it's like I'm leaving it not to reserve, at like, okay, once there is like at least one booking, then I will do it. Or like I'm searching for that external validation that this will happen, rather than to kind of already trust it and book, for example, accommodation for the retreat. So I'm having kind of like a lack of self-trust. That's how I'm feeling, and just like making it mean that I would be somehow failing if this retreat doesn't happen.
Have you ever led a retreat before?
No.
Okay. First, well, congratulations. That's exciting too. I know it may not feel exciting right now from what you're just sharing with me and the inner critic and such, but I mean, you've set this out for you. So that's exciting that you're expanding, exploring. Now, so to hear that you said the inner critic is coming up because of what we're engaging in content with the program.
Well, it's like, of course it's always been there, but it's like, it's been activated lately, whether it's anything to do with this program or not, but it's been more loud during the last few weeks than before. And whereas before, like, there's like this, I noticed this inner judge, like I'm judging myself for not being able to hold myself in that, or I'm becoming identified with those inner critic thoughts rather than to be able to hold them, which would be the correct way to coach myself in a way. So and as I'm saying that, I feel like a little bit of ease in my shoulders, and I, it's like, okay. Accepting my non-acceptance.
That's big. So let's go more into that. So you're feeling it in your body of accepting. Does it sound like there's some self-compassion maybe going on? Or would you think of a different word to describe that ease that you just felt in your shoulders?
I don't know if I would say it as self-compassion. I don't know what is my resistance towards that word, but it feels more easeful, and it feels more like I feel like I'm tensing a lot my shoulders and like carrying the tension and the pressure of like, it's almost like I need to do so much and make it happen and work, rather than to like easing and trusting and like it will, anything that will happen is the right thing to happen, but I don't fully believe that. It's like my conscious mind knows that, but then it's like other parts of me don't necessarily believe that. And it's like, no, if this doesn't happen, then it means that that and that and that.
Right. And I can hear that there's like this duality kind of going on, but just, and see if this lands for you, but it sounds like when you just felt that in your body, there was some acceptance of like, now, wait a second, conscious mind. I don't think so. Like, and you just allowed yourself, you gave yourself permission within the body because, you know that it's not the truth. Those inner, that inner critic thing, you know, this, the mistrust or whatever. And it sounded like you kind of, you dove into or you allowed yourself a moment of self-trust. If it wasn't compassion, maybe it was self-trust. What are you feeling now?
There's still some like some movement in my belly and like yeah, I'm just feeling this like anxiousness and like unease a bit, like I don't know if it's like something that yeah, it's almost like, yeah, all these should have like how, oh, I should have posted it earlier. I should like something like searching a reason why there are no sign ups is like something that I'm doing wrong in some way or like, yeah. And also today when I was feeling, I realized, and this was a big inner shift that I'm celebrating also is like realizing this, like, oh, I've been judging feeling sad or angry or whatever, because there is a belief behind that. Oh, now that I'm feeling sad, I am creating this reality, like this law of attraction type of thing. They're like, oh, now I'm creating this reality and no one will sign up if I'm feeling this sad and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, ah, okay, that's actually making those emotions and feelings resist because they can't be felt. So that was a moment of like, ah, okay, I can feel more ease with that, and yet still those voices of like I should be doing more in a way. And the thing that bothers me is actually because in my work and kind of the things besides focusing on like soul purpose and kind of the soul realignment stuff that I do in my, besides coaching, is that it's like self-acceptance and self-love are kind of the core pieces that I feel are the kind of, yeah, at the core of my work. So I feel like such a big imposter syndrome coming up when I am not able to kind of accept myself. And it's like this, I should accept myself more and like not wanting to push myself and just being. So, yeah. So it's like I'm making this retreat mean that, oh, I'm not able to do my work because I am, yeah, because I'm pushing myself now too much and I'm not accepting and all the things that I'm preaching about. So this is a test for me to walk my talk.
Oh, that is beautiful awareness. That is really great. Are you open to going back into those feelings or how is your stomach feeling at this moment as you just said that about the imposter syndrome and fraud, but your beautiful work that you do all in about soul alignment.
Yeah, I feel I'm more in my kind of chest now or upper this like diaphragm and chest area. And it feels like just pressure.
Can you breathe into that a little bit gently? Sit with it just a minute or so. Is there anything that area would like to say to you? Message?
I'm just hearing this crazy blub, like this gibbering song. I kind of make it mean that, like it's okay. I don't have to take everything so seriously. Like, I think it's inviting to bring more singing and other joyful activities into my life, and just, yeah, but really focusing on what I enjoy and love doing.
That's a beautiful message. Are you feeling anything else in there now, in your chest? Anywhere else in your body, maybe?
Yeah, I'm feeling this kind of almost like a pull from my hips down, like this groundedness or this some energy pulling me down. I guess it's about security.
Wow. Okay. Can you go on a little bit more about security then? What does security mean for you?
I guess what this part is feeling is just this, that there's a part of me also kind of hoping to have my kind of first revenue from my work from this retreat. And it's like, it's okay. It's like I'm safe, and I'm safe to do my work, even though this retreat would not happen, or even if it happens, it's like I don't know, it's just feeling like a tree.
That's beautiful. So being grounded, so it sounds like you're getting through this, reaching in within your body, you're feeling grounded, and also some ease within your shoulders. And how is that in your chest area, connecting with your soul again? Is there some cohesiveness maybe coming through?
So I feel like my soul is at the moment in my womb. it's like not only in my womb, it's everywhere, but my chest feels pretty, it feels very neutral in some way, and pretty open.
Sensing into the womb for me, and this may not relate to you, but it's like to me, kind of giving birth to this retreat coming up.
Yeah.
And all the possibilities of you creating this space for other women or men, whomever's going to attend. How does that land for you? How does that feel?
Yeah, it's quite a beautiful reference, because it's like, yeah, birthing, I haven't birthed a child, but I, based on my previous doula experiences, I can say that it's not an easy thing to do. So it's, yeah.
Process of creation of your
exactly.
content.
It's like, it's the most beautiful and thing to do and worth of it all. And yet it is sometimes challenging.
Sure.
Hmm.
It is. How do you feel about those challenges now that we're kind of grounded? There's some security there. And we had that ease too. How's that flowing now within you?
Yeah, what I'm kind of hearing or getting now is that no matter kind of if anyone sees this baby in one way, meaning if no one attends the retreat, even it is still birth and it still is valuable and my first child in some way, my first retreat.
Yes, it is beautiful and it's yours.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I feel like
yeah,
holding that baby. Aww. That is already kind of, I feel like it's not in my womb anymore because it's already out in the world, it's already published, and it's already like, I feel like it's like a, somehow I feel like it's already a baby.
Fabulous. So can you quickly check in? Would you see that there's any resistance any longer, or perhaps we could open up and move forward and taking some action? How does that feel for you?
Yeah, I don't know if like, I think like taking action is for me more of a feminine way of like trusting now, and like my action is more of like holding that, because I've been taking so much action already. I've been so much in this doing mode and like publishing in different Facebook groups and like promoting and kind of like coming back to the balance of like, okay, now focusing on the energetics of my myself and yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what I was sensing too. So it sounds like the inner critic, it's all the intangible stuff. And it's like you have been doing. How about just being? Just being you.
You make it sound so easy.
You're doing it already.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like carrying that, you know, intangible baby along with you, like, you know, just wearing it all over, like I'm having a retreat. You know, it's like, how does that feel for you? Just being with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm taking this baby into a singing party. I'm gonna have a singing party in my summer cottage with the baby and just blast the music and dance around.
All you coming back to what you do.
Yeah.
And your business so aligned, you know, big. So how is that resonating for you?
Yeah, I feel pretty clear somehow, or pretty empty in my head, or my mind is pretty silent at the moment. And just, yeah, I feel good.
Oh, good. I'm very glad to hear that.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm thinking if I, again, this like, okay, now this thought came, is there an action, like an actual action step I should take? Like, again, this like, is there something more I could do? And I don't think so. Like, I noticed that that's a thought that comes, and it's like, no, at least for a few days, if there is an action, that then that will come from this place of silence and listening, and more from this place of celebration and joy, and not from a place of I need to take action.
Kind of like that need to sounds to me, or reminds me of my past experiences of like kind of the lack or the scarcity. Like, oh, that darn checklist, you know, and we talked about a little bit about that masculine energy about like, no, Brynn, I've been posting, I've been doing this.
Mm.
But really embracing that feminine of just being and sitting. You mentioned silence earlier. So sitting in that silence, and if another thought should come through going, hey, do this off my checklist or whatever, you know, for that, you can, you know, do what you just said, like sit back and kind of go, I'm going to let that meander through, and I might just release it because I'm, you know, I'll listen to my intuition and my body.
Yeah.
So, okay. Just, I'm seeing, just checking in again with your body, any different energy flowing to take notice, or you're like, hey, we're good.
I'm feeling pretty complete in some way, or just like inner silence. Yeah.
That was wonderful walking through this or working through this, like kind of this inner energetics piece. Yeah. Is there something else that you would like to kind of discuss or on this feminine energy aspect of things? Cause we don't want to do the do right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that you're thinking or feeling that would like some attention?
Mm. Yeah. It's also because it's a time when I feel like there is like big decisions to be made, kind of like, am I staying now in Finland? Am I traveling? And I'm having like so many different options where I'm traveling. Oh no, I'm going to Mexico. No, maybe Egypt. And like completely different countries. And again, it's like, okay, can I? Because first it was so clear, like, okay, I'm going to Mexico. Now I'm hearing this Egypt everywhere. And then it's like, okay, it's like which voice to listen to in a way in this feminine energy of like, what is truly my intuition speaking? And what am I just kind of trying to, I don't know. It's like push even. Like I like somehow, or like escape comes to my mind. It's like, am I escaping with this travel plans and wanting to be on the road again or on the plane again rather than to. I'm sensing that I'm having resistance towards this masculine energy as actually that it's not. Yeah, I've been during the past few weeks, I've been a lot there, and I'm judging actually being there instead of being in the feminine, which is more my inherent, more my kind of natural energy flow where I am at. So I'm realizing that yeah, I am trying to find ways actually to escape from, like, even I wonder how this whole session, like, somehow, like, it is true that it's important for me now for a few days to be and to listen and to find that pleasure and joy again, but not to make it mean somehow that that's better than the doing part or the masculine part, but that they both kind of change and coexist. Right.
Finding that balance between the kind of the ebb and flow of both of them. Yeah. So we can embrace them. Is there resistance to, like, feeling like to that ebb and flow, or is it just the realization of, like, is there anything you'd like to say perhaps a little more about that ebb and flow? Is how does that feel for you?
Yeah, I tend to go from one polarity to the other. It's like it's
one extreme, like, yeah, one extreme, exactly. To the X.
Yeah. Like, I mean, complete, like, surrender, flow, focusing only on energetics, and then going into the action part, and then I see, but I connect way more masculine with kind of, like, I'm judging more the masculine side because of also my childhood and the way of pushing a lot in but it's time, so let's not go into that, but yeah, I think it's about finally coming to the middle and letting those both merge.
Sounds like you're very open, receptive. You've created the awareness around that, and the judgment piece, like you've mentioned, is something, you know, that in time, you know, to be worked with. I would love to do that with you, but we can't address that today. So, Nina, I just want to thank you so much for your time and being so vulnerable and open, and also just really going there and feeling within your body too. So. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much, Anina, for being our volunteer and just jumping right in and being so fully present. And yay, thank you, Bryn. All right, let me remove these pins. And so I'd love for everyone, and Bryn and Anina, you can do this as well. If you haven't already been taking notes, I saw many of you were, notes on what worked really well, what are some of the skills and the things that Bryn did that really made sense and made impact? And then also, what are some things that you might have done differently? As well as any question that you might either want to ask Bryn or Anina. So Bryn about why she made this choice versus another, or Anina about her maybe an experience in a certain moment or how she heard something. And Bryn, start with you. What's one thing that you really, well, before I even ask you that, let me ask you this. You said that one of your intentions was to keep pace with the momentum so that you could hear the underlying message. How do you think that went?
I think I did, but I think I could have, I missed a little bit. Like delving deeper, I think, and maybe of her feelings, like either which way, of like the masculine or the feminine going deeper into something. Like I didn't know or where to go. Is it we really want to work on kind of solving something? But I mean, it was just so open to just sharing. And I just loved hearing her express herself that I thought that was very, very valuable. So for me, it was kind of slowing down to really be with her, because she was, like I said, I really appreciated her sharing, and it felt like it was her calling too. And I really wanted to honor that for her.
Beautiful. Yeah, I would agree. I think you pace, like you kept pace with the momentum. This question of like, I forgot how you just said it, but like you weren't exactly sure where she wanted to go. You could have clarified that.
Yeah. So where she wanted to go. Yeah.
Right. So that's something for you and for everyone. You did ask, did I write back? I forget exactly. You said, so what's on your mind? How can I support you? And Anina answered. And that, like, right after that answer would have been a great moment to reflect back what you heard. But she didn't answer, this is what I want to receive from the time, or this is how I'd like support. She did answer the question, what's on your mind? Right. You asked her that, right? So she that did. Would have been a great moment to reflect back what she said and then say, so what is it that you would like to receive? And then that would have given you, I mean, you did beautifully. It was a beautiful session, but that would have given you some more information of where to lead and how to go.
So articulate, Joanna. And so I got it, you know, I just wanted her to flow with it. So yeah, I could have definitely said that. And it was, yeah. Because I was hearing the inner critic and I'm like, oh, is that where we should spend our time looking more at that? But then she kind of went in.
Whenever, if you have a question on it, you just ask, right? And not like in a leading, you know, necessarily should we do this or that, but so what is it that you would like to receive? What do you want to make sure you get, you know, based on everything that you just shared, right? Okay, so that's just important for all of us to remember, because it's part of the setting the foundation of the session. And sometimes we can ask the question once, what is it that you'd like to receive? And then it's like clear. And then other times we still have to ask follow-up questions. The question that we ask initially can also impact things, like saying, tell me what's on your mind. Leaves things more wide open than what is it that you'd like to receive or what is it that you want to walk away with. You did also ask, how can I support you? Which I sometimes ask as well. Sometimes that can be a harder question for people to answer. Versus what is it that you'd like to receive? So anyway, something to think about. Okay, what is something that you did really well that you want to acknowledge and own? There's so much that you did well. What's one thing?
let's see. Well, I don't know if I did well, but I really enjoy going into the more somatic stuff. Like, it was really exciting in her celebrations and then her self-awareness. I mean, that was wonderful just to like be present and, you know, to see that just like, so I
could see it on your face. I was like, as I was listening, I have a feeling other people in the group were doing this too. It was wonderful to watch you, Bryn, like you just like loving and being so excited for Anina and just like so curious and like so rapt. it was clear that you were just so with her. There was like so much validation in your facial expressions as you were with her. It's like beautiful energetics on that. Good.
But I just have to say, most of my coaching is not like it's via phone. So I mean, like, okay, but thank you. I hope that's translated.
Okay, great. So who else? What are some things that you noted that Bryn did that worked really well? What do you want to point out?
Could I say
a few? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I really love the fact how you brought in the reference of the birthing. I think for me, that was like one of the kind of the opening moments of like, like some energy shifting in that moment. So I love that. And in general, your kind of, what Joanna was saying, your excitement and that joy kind of suited very well the beginning of like what that part of me actually needed, what that inner critic needed was that joy and excitement and energy. So you reflected kind of that to me, which I felt very just like it suited very well, and I enjoyed that.
It's so good to hear your take on it. Yeah, and you could see that. And yes, that moment where Bryn made the connection or asked you if there was that connection between the womb and the birthing of the retreat, you could feel that was like a shift moment for you and something really coming together in that.
Yeah. And maybe like something that I would have maybe done differently is the embodiment part. I would have maybe gone there a bit even earlier, spend there more time and exploring more kind of maybe with the, like, yeah, how was it formed? And I felt like there was like some, like we were going into many different kind of topics in some way, rather than staying there in the feeling and in that embodiment a bit longer. Maybe we don't have that hope for. But thank you so much. It was really beautiful. Thank you, Bryn.
Yeah, let's go a little bit deeper with what Anina just said. So that's something that I noticed as well. So first of all, Bryn, well done for going in to the body. It was like Anina was asking for it. She was waiting. and for sticking, you did stick with the body for a while. And there were some beautiful questions in there, but I want to just draw out a little bit more of what Anina said for you and for all of us. So first of all, the client was pointing there, right? She was always saying, I feel it and, you know, this and that. So when they say that, and Anina even said, I know this consciously, I understand this consciously, but my body doesn't really believe it. Though that is a great cue for us as practitioners to be like, we can go into the body. That is one of the openings right there, that we know that would be really appropriate for the client. And then to kind of draw out a little bit more what Anina was saying, this is where the pacing was great, but it could have been even better with the momentum. So especially even when we're not working with the body, but especially when we're working with the body, if the client says, I can see it feels like security, we want to pause and let that land for them as an example, and maybe even reflect back like, security, take in that feeling of security. What you said when Anina said that was, can you go on? What does security mean for you? Now, nothing's ever wrong in a session at all. And it was great. Like Anina was also like, you know, she was going there and she was doing her thing. And, but here's something that we all want to think about when we're leading through a somatic process. We want to make sure that we don't ask questions that are like, that are going to bring the client back to their head, right? So what does security mean for you? That's like a sophisticated question, right? That like has us all of our, oh, I know what security, right? This, that, and the other thing. Instead, and we want to also talk to the part. So this feeling of security, what does it feel like? How does it feel in your body? Where do you know this from? What more does it want you to know about it and about security or safety? Okay, good. Who else? Let's stick with what some things that Bryn did really well. What else did she do really well? What did you know, Sarah?
Well, this was like just a minor thing. She did well in major ways too, but I thought it was a really interesting move. So I'm kind of checking it out. I thought I liked it. She did a really quick check-in. Is this your first time? And then instead of just taking it informationally, she actually did a little celebration. And so, you know, I wasn't sure if, like, I didn't think it felt like a misattunement, but I also thought it almost felt like a fact check, noting the, almost like a birth. Like, is this your first child? You know, you really have permission to kind of acknowledge that it, even if someone's saying I'm scared and da-da-da-da, that it really is a big thing. So I just thought that was really interesting. Yeah. I don't know what you guys think, but that was what I thought.
Amina, let's ask you, how was that?
I really found it very useful, and I appreciated that you asked and you celebrated that. And that kind of also gave me permission to be like, okay, already just publishing this was a big step. And yeah, so I liked it.
Yeah, beautiful, good, yeah. It was great that you're pulling that out. Yeah, when Bryn, when she first asked it, I was a little like, wait, what's happening here? But then the way that you validated and celebrated, I yes. Good. Who else? What else did Bryn do really well? What do you want to note?
I'm going to jump right in because I don't know if you can see me.
Yes, we can.
So I loved that Bryn was really, her energy was high. Like, she was very present with the experience. I felt that I really appreciated her. I really did like how she was bringing in the birthing whenever, is it Analia?
Anina.
Whenever you were talking about birthing, I really liked that. I thought that was really brilliant because I could totally see that as being someone who also has not birthed children before. I think that is a big part of the work sometimes that we feel. And I really like that validation because I've not, you know, heard anyone else do that before. So I really like that. And yeah, I really appreciated that she was doing something that she normally doesn't do, Bryn, and like going and actually working with getting to that somatic piece and trying it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also appreciated your, when I say high energy, I mean your excitement for her, your real authentic wanting to be seeing her shift and supporting her in that, and like being there with her with that.
Yeah, you can really see that and feel that. I'm gonna name a couple of other things. So first, just off the bat, the you know, Bryn you sharing with Anina. I appreciate you having the courage to step into the container with me after she said she was nervous. Like, just beautiful setting of that is a part of a setting of the container by saying that and setting the energy and creating that equal playing field, right? I appreciate you having the courage. And we're here in this together, such an important piece. And then a finer piece, but it's still one that I want to pull out because it was really important. The whole, like, just so you know that I take notes. So if you see my head bobbing down, that was an important piece of the container too, right? Because Anina, if she didn't know that, she could have been like, what's going on? Is she paying attention to me? Why isn't she looking at me? Is she, you know, checking her phone or like, whatever it is, right? So as another example, every now and again, it doesn't happen very often, but I'll get on the phone with a client and there's just a noise that I can't control that's outside of my window. I'll name it, right? And it's similar to what Bryn did, you know, just like, so that, again, we're like on the same page, we can connect on this, we all have all the information. And I also want to pull out that asking for the one word intention before getting to kind of like the content intention, right? Like what's one word that you want, that you have an intention for, that you want to bring into the container? I do it a lot. You know, I teach to do it at the beginning of a class sometimes, but I love that you brought it into the session. And Anina kept on coming back to that word ease as a touch point for herself. And I don't know if you were doing that consciously, Anina, or it's just because you had like set that intention. So it was like, it was in the field, but that was such a beautiful piece. I've got some other things to share in terms of what worked really well, but I wanna see if there are anyone else that wants to raise their hand or jump in.
I want to say something. I have written down many things what Brian did well. Sorry if I mispronounced the name. Okay. And one thing that I want to point out is giving Anina space that she expressed herself and that she finished her stream of thought, and then she brought her back to the feeling. That was when she spoke about imposter syndrome, and she brought her back to how the imposter syndrome is feeling in her body.
Yeah. So coming back to that body piece and how is it feeling? Yes. Good. Anyone else? One other piece that I want to mention, I thought it was so beautifully done. Anina mentioned about her womb. And then as we spoke about, Bryn created awareness and made that connection for her. Like it's kind of like giving birth to this retreat. And then Anina said, what I'm seeing is that birth is sometimes challenging. And it was just this beautiful, you could tell like it was this beautiful moment where Anina was like, oh, maybe challenging is how it's supposed to be. Like this is actually unfolding as it should right now. And then Bryn asked a beautiful question. It was really nicely done. And you said, Bryn, so how are you feeling about those challenges now? Right. So it was a moment then to go deeper with this breakthrough that came through, like, oh, it's supposed to be. Okay. So now that you're like letting this drop in, how are you feeling about those challenges that you've been having with the retreat? And Anina answered, oh, it's still a birth, no matter what, no matter who comes, and it's still valuable, no matter what. It was just such a beautiful moment. I love that. It was just a beautifully crafted question. Okay, Good. So Bryn, I feel like you already answered the question of one thing you might have done differently. Although maybe not. We spoke a little bit about the knowing which way to go. Is there something else that you want to mention in terms of something you might do differently if you could go back?
I like everybody, what they've shared and such. And I really appreciate, like, yeah, Joanna too, like pausing for the security, right? Because I thought, I'm like, oh, that question, I did feel that brought it back into the head. I'm like, shoot, we're going to lose the momentum inside, right? You know, so Nina was so great there. And so that was like, I'm like, dang, it wasn't the way I wanted to phrase that security part, but I wanted to, but I also loved what you just said too about the birthing and her just like, she just came to it. It was just, that was amazing with her. And then also I loved too, when the grounding part, so I was kind of like, I don't know where to go a little bit. And that's where I felt like, I guess maybe I've already said this too. It was like, do I stay more in the feminine energy? Do I stay more kind of like, do we want to look more at the masculine energy? I guess I was a little like unsure of which where to go. And I think from what everyone says too, just staying more in the moment of, so that momentum of staying in the body longer, like Anina said, like we stay in the womb aspect a little bit longer and felt around more for that energy. I think I could have done that. Definitely.
Yeah. Good. Good.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Who else? What's something that you might have done a little differently, or any questions that you have for Bryn or Anina on choices or impact? Vesica.
All right. And Joanna, you might help me with this, or Bryn, but this is what I thought that would have been something I might have added. Bryn is when Anina was talking about how that the work she does with people is really about their soul and self-love and self-acceptance. That piece where she was struggling to actually accept where she was, I might have, in the moment where she was, you know, having the should conversation and having that experience, I might have stopped her and asked, like, what would it feel like right now if you just took a breath? And what would it feel like in your body if you just accepted where you're at right now? Everything is perfect. The launch is perfect. Having her have the experience of just being in acceptance of where she is, just like she will be, because what I'm really hearing from her is that she's being invited to embody those traits and those experiences that she's here to share. And so she has this beautiful opportunity to embody what it would feel like to be in acceptance in the places that the mind says you should be something else. So I would take her into like maybe a somatic experience right there and have her feel what it would feel like to just accept that where you're as perfect right now. Just anything you can add, either one of you, but that's, I thought that was a really very good place to.
Yeah, agree. And actually Anina dropped the clues because she's also a coach herself. She was like, oh wait, it feels so good to accept my non-acceptance. Like and so it was like she was dropping it. And then she said, well, my conscious mind knows that I can relax into this, but my body doesn't. It was almost like she was asking, like, please help me do it with my body, right? So we want to like listen to those cues. Good. Anita.
Okay. By the end, I felt like the session was already complete. Oops. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. By the end, I felt like the session was already complete. And after that birth reference and challenges and all of this, there was, yes, such a sense of completeness and such a sense of love. And I felt like it's like a nice package already. And Anina also mentioned that she feels complete. And I felt like the session could end there, that there was no need to continue with the questions.
Yeah, Bryn, what was happening for you? I feel like something was happening for you there at the end.
Yeah, because I didn't know the time and I thought, oh my God, was I at time or not time? So I agree with you, Anita, that I could have stopped it right there, but I didn't want to be short of time. So it was the masculine container aspect that I thought that I had to hit the 30 minute mark. That's why I'm like, well, is there anything else? And then the other thing I was like, well, is there anything else? And then there was some curiosity too, that would tie over, that would help in this realm too. So that's why I was kind of like, is there anything else that in this feminine energy too? But at the same point, I was like, oh my God, I'm not at time yet. So what's going to happen?
Okay, good. So this is great. So let's talk about this because this is important for everyone. So you had about 3-4 minutes left at that point. If a client is complete and it's like, oh, everybody gets an extra 3-4 minutes. Yeah. Right. We don't have to. If it's 15 minutes, a client might feel like, oh, I didn't get, you know, and look at other things. Right. But if it's 3 or 4 minutes, that's a beautiful moment to start to wrap up, to ask about takeaways. What is it that they really want to remember, reflect back? Right. So we don't, it's not like if a heart surgeon successfully completes a heart surgery and they're a couple of minutes early, you don't have to keep the body open, right? So that's number one. Number two, we also don't want to run into, and Anita was great because she was also like guiding through, but like if it was someone who wasn't as self-aware, by asking this question 3-4 minutes before you're done, check back in with your body. Is there anything else, any other like energy that you want to address? With 3 minutes left, you could be opening up a whole thing and then having to leave the client hanging. We don't have time for that. As it so happened, the two of you worked it out together into like getting this one other like really beautiful piece around. It's not just only about being in the feminine. It's the balance of the two. So that's great. Like, you know, it's always beautiful and works out, but especially if a client is like, I'm complete, you don't have to do anything else other than get to takeaways and integration. Good. And I think, you know, I'm glad that this came up because I think for all of us, it's like, we want to be in integrity with the time. We want to give the client everything that they've paid for and everything that they've come for, but that doesn't mean that it has to. I had a client session earlier today. We ended 4 minutes early and she was like, great, I have time to pee before my next thing. I was like, yes, right. Awesome. Wendy.
First, Bryn and Anina, thank you so much for your bravery and your vulnerability, because I would have peed my pants if that had been me today. So thank you for being willing to do that. And one thing I did notice that Bryn did just a couple of times that made me aware of how often I do this, I think the word so has become a placeholder for Like I try so hard not to say in between that as I'm thinking of what I want to say next, I'm like, so, and Bryn just once or twice did that. And when you did, I was like, crap, I do that a lot, actually. I feel like I sew a lot because I'm trying not to But that was really, I don't know. I was like, oh, cool. I'm not the only one that does that.
Yeah, that's great awareness. And I love the point. And I'm like most excited to see how that's going to evolve for you in your sessions. I love that you're calling yourself on it. I think yeah. I do that too. Now that you mention it, I'm like, I do that also.
Not, you certainly haven't done it in class, but.
Good. Good. Who else? Anyone else want to share anything else that you were seeing or anything else that you want to pull out or any questions that you have?
Um, I just really appreciated, Joanna, you saying about the somatic process that we want to avoid questions that go to the head. I feel like I end up doing that in sessions, and for you to say that was really important for me to hear.
Yeah.
Really valuable.
Good. Yeah, I'm so glad. I do it sometimes too, by the way. Like, we're not, and it's fine. If a session is tight and there's a tight container and the right energetics, it's not going to, it'll be fine, but you can usually see when you've asked too much of a head or intellectual or smarty pants question, the client is not in their body anymore. They're in their head. So I'm glad that that resonated.
Yeah. Thank you.
Vesica.
I have a question on how you might handle something. Sorry. Again, I apologize because I actually got on the call a little late. So if I missed anything in the beginning, I apologize. But I did get it. I was really listening around her launching, like offering her offering and how that, what was happening in that experience of thinking she should have done something different. And how would you handle this? Because there's a part of me that's like, I want to go into the somatic work and help with like the underneath. But at the same time, I also want to bring forth that launching and doing these things are, it's an experience and it's a process. And, you know, if her messaging isn't quite right, it doesn't reflect back on her doing something wrong. And how you would bring in that more like business piece along with the somatic, and so that it's not like, do you know what I'm saying? So we can have a holistic approach in it, because I think sometimes that part is missing.
Yeah, it's such a good question. So a couple pieces I wrote down, I don't know when exactly this came, but I wrote down here at some point, and I think it's the point that you were talking about, I might have reflected back to Anina, it sounds like you're being really hard on yourself right now. Still gotten to the somatic pieces, but she was saying, like, you know, it was, and I wanted to create the awareness of, like, you've done so much. There's so much more still that's going to happen. It's a month from now, and let's take a moment and pause. But it just, this, like, it sounds like you're being really hard, as kind of an entryway and an opening around that. They got around to, like, how it was important to the being and the feminine right now, not forever, but depending on timing of the call and where things landed, I might have looked a little bit at, like, then strategizing for later after taking the baby to a singing party if the client was ready for it. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it is. And it was such a great point, because it started to make me realize how many people in this, especially this online industry, automatically think they need to be in a success immediately, or their first time, and how important it is for us as coaches to really help, you know, whether we're doing that piece or not, but to really help, like, this is normal. Like, it takes time. And because I think there's a lot of us women who are hard on ourselves because we see, you know, these other women out there making a couple $1 million or whatever, and we think we're supposed to be doing that, like, right off the bat.
And we don't, you don't see, like, right, what it took to get there.
Absolutely. So I think that's normalizing that, I think, is what, yes, I would say. So yes, yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Good. Bryn.
So I was curious about that. Like, would this go in the direction? And thanks, Jessica, for, like, would we start to, like, okay, do we want to do a game plan? Like, is there action steps we want to take? And I kind of said something to Anina, I thought, along those lines. I'm like, action. Like, is there action? And somehow I phrased a question to that. And she replied back, like, well, and it felt like, no, we don't want to go there, because that's where I think the doing and the being came in. And I'm like, okay, cool. I got the signal.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you got around and yes, yeah. I think it was important, very important for Anina to be like, no, we're singing with the baby. And like, the baby is out of the womb. And I'm going more with this. And then Anina actually got around to it on her own in the end of like, but it can't all be that, right? And you spoke about the balance. If you had another 5 or 10 minutes, then you might have strategized on that. But absolutely, it was important for her to first like own that being piece. Good. Okay. One other piece, and Bryn, again, I want to say like it was phenomenal job. It was clear like Anina came to so many understandings and places, and you know, I'm also Virgo and I'm just like pulling out things for you and for everybody. The other thing, the one last thing that I just want to pull on is there were a couple of times, and some of this is stylistic. So, you know, this might be more your style, but just to note for it, there were a couple of moments where the questions were leading. And I want to invite you to remind yourself to ask, find the open-ended, unless it really is a moment to lead and create awareness on that thing. Find the more open-ended question. So for example, at one point you said, well, is it compassion that you're feeling? And that didn't quite land for Anina. Even like when you asked the question, I was like, maybe instead, like, what are you feeling right now? How does that feel for you? You see the difference between the leading and the open-ended. So just, there were a couple of moments of that. So just watch for that. Sometimes it is great to ask something leading, just very sparsely in the right moment. Otherwise you wanna keep it open. All right, we have 2 minutes left. I'd love for everybody to write down, what is it that you're taking for yourself from our call today? What is something that you're really taking for you from our call today? And I'd love to hear a couple of last shares on that, either in the chat or voice to voice. What are you taking for you? Anyone want to share voice to voice? Jennifer.
I think what I'm mostly taking away is how different every single coach's approach is and would be. I always so much enjoy watching other people's styles. And Bryn, my all-time favorite moment just to share with you was when you were so excited and you said, how about just being? Because I mean, for me, the type of person that I am, someone asking me that, it would have been a really good question, because I tend to not be present and in the moment being, and I'm usually thinking. So I just really love that. And your style and your directness was really refreshing for me to watch. And you really did stay present, which I think was one of your goals going in with Anina, and she worked so much of it out. And it was just really cool to watch. So thank you for that.
Yes. Yeah, I'm so glad you're bringing that in. First, just like everybody has their own style and their way, and one isn't better than the other. And we want to be in our authentic selves when we're practitioners and do it our way. And yeah, you could feel that like excitement in that moment for sure. Good. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. I'm going to read these pieces in the chat once we close. I can't wait to see y'all tomorrow. We're going to continue talking about rewiring negative thought patterns. So until then, I'm thinking about you and have a really, really wonderful rest of your day. Bye. I also am around for a couple minutes if anybody needs anything.